Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And verse 18, what did it say? And David recovered all the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and get this, there was nothing lacking to them. Neither small or great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them, David recovered all. Why? Because he didn't quit. He didn't lay down and die. He didn't give up and despair. Can you say amen? What about us? When do you quit? When does it get so bad that you say, well, that's just no use? Never. If you have to, you encourage yourself in the Lord. You remind yourself how faithful God is, how big He is, how good He is, what He's done for you so many times. And you ask Him what to do. And then you do it. And He recovered all. Not only that, but David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle. Everybody say other cattle. And said, this is David's spoil. See, they got all the spoil of everything these raiding parties had taken. So they went from nothing, smoking ruins, no family, to every, God didn't lose, not one thing, and all this extra wealth, they became a lot richer than they started out before the attack in a day. Now as they were going back, verse 21, David came to the 200 men, which were so faint that they could not follow David. I told you they were weak, you know, and 200 of them were so weak, they physically could not continue, so they had them wait by all their stuff. And you remember, if you've read this, that some of the men, they said, no, because they didn't go, then they don't get any spoil. That's verse 22. We'll give them, verse 22, they get no spoil that we've recovered except that every man can have his wife and his children and they can take them and go. Verse 23, David said, you shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord has given us, who's preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken to you? Who will listen to you in this matter? But as his part is that goes down to the battle, so his part be that tarries by the stuff, they shall part alike. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel to this day. Now keep reading. And when David came to Ziklag, he sent of the spoil, they must have had a lot of stuff, unto the elders of Judah, even to his friends, saying, behold, a present for you of the spoil of the enemies of the Lord. What kind of God did David know? He knew a God who took him from being the youngest, the most insignificant, the brokest. And added to him, and even though he lost everything, he added it back and more. And he lost everything, and he added it back to him and more. And wound up, we're going to see eventually, wound up one of the richest, most powerful, most respected kings in the earth. Wound up with billions to build the temple of God. It's pretty good for a poor man. Shepherd boy. But notice what kind of man David was. Now see, we've got to talk about both sides of this. You know, we've done this with Abraham and different ones. We know we serve the same God that they do. He hasn't changed. What he's done for them, he'll do for us. Right? But what kind of man and woman were they that he could do for them? What he was able to do. There's more than one side to this thing. What kind of man was David that God could give him such victories, could recover him like this? What kind of man was he? He's a man after God's own heart. He's a man who loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. His favorite thing to do was to hang out and sing praises to God. That was his hobby. Tune the guitar and praise the Lord. What do you want to do now, David? Let's have a praise-a-thon. Out here in the pasture, good a place as any. Let's praise the Lord. I mean, sing to the Lord and praise the Lord. And he's a man who would not give up. Do you see this? How many believe we have to be the same way? You got to be somebody who won't give up, who won't quit. Well, you got knocked back down. So? It looked like you had a lot of money and then you lost it. So? It ain't over. Right? Well, you were doing so good and now it's so bad. So? How many believe it can change amazingly in a day if you won't quit? But you can't lay down and cry and feel sorry for yourself. How many believe we can become expert around here at Faith Life Church at encouraging ourselves in the Lord? We notice when our feelings begin to go and our soul begins to go one way and catch it early. Catch it early. Get yourself by the ear and drag yourself over in front of the mirror and say, hey, soul. You're not doing this. None of this laying around in bed, feeling sorry for yourself, cool cloth on your head. Oh, no, I can't go tonight. No! You get up and put on your best clothes. Comb your hair. Fix yourself. Stand up like the man, the woman that God has saved and answered so many prayers for and done so much for you. Act like you believe what you shout about in church, that God is able to do all things. Oh, nothing's too hard for him. Nothing's impossible to him. Act like you believe it. Act like you believe it. Encourage yourself. Amen. And then do what? Inquire of the Lord. Lord, show me what to do. Which way do I go? And whatever he says to you, do it. Do it. Right? Don't miss this last part now. Let me show you something that goes along with this, and then I think I'm done. Go to another place. 2 Samuel 6. We'll bring these three things together. This last thing about David, what kind of man he was that God could bless him like he did. 2 Samuel 6, this is the story of how that they brought the Ark of the Covenant back in among the people of God. And you remember how David got to dancing? I mean, he danced, and his wife, Michal, I think is how you pronounce it, she thought he acted a fool. And other, I guess maybe some other people wondered about it. He said, you ain't seen nothing yet. How many of the David, what kind of man was it? What kind of man can God bless like this? A man who was not embarrassed about God. Was not ashamed to praise God. Right? If people didn't understand why he praised God and thought he was a fool, he's not serving them. How many of you're not going to stand before any men at the last day? You're not going to have to give an account of your life to any men. Right? You'll stand before him. And he was so glad that the ark that represented the presence of the Lord was coming back to where it was supposed to be. And he got so excited, he just danced. He's the king. He is the head man. He said, stop this throne. Stop this procession. Let me get off of here. So the king said, stop. He got off. He said, hold this rope. And he started dancing. He started moving. He started shouting. And people said, the king is dancing. His wife thought, he's acting like a fool. He's the king. And when she said something about it, he said, yeah, I was dancing before the Lord who made me king instead of your daddy. And I danced more than this too. Right? He knew who got him there. Didn't he? He knew who's going to keep him there. So he was more concerned about what he thought than what they thought. And he was so excited. He was so happy. Until the Bible says, verse 17 and 18, they set up the ark and they offered all the offerings. And verse 18, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. And get this, and he dealt among all the people, even among the whole multitude of Israel. That's a nation. As well to the women as men. That was unheard of in those days. To everyone a cake of bread, a good piece of flesh or meat, and a flagon of wine. And so all the people departed, everyone to his house. How many know there was happiness, there was joy that day? I want you to see something about David. Three things we see right here. When they came back and some of the people said, no, no, these guys, they didn't go and they didn't fight, so they don't get a share. He said, they most certainly do. They most certainly do. They would have been here if they could. They physically couldn't put one foot in front of the other, but they didn't just do nothing. They stayed here and protected what we had left. And they supported us. He said, no, they're going to get a share just like everybody else. Everybody say share.
Share.
What kind of man was David? When he got blessed, everybody around him got blessed. Did you get this? Did you see this? Not only that, they got home and he sent friends. Excuse me, gifts to his friends in Israel, the elders of Israel. He sent nice packages. He said, here, the Lord's been good to us. Have a present. Have a package. He sent nice gifts. And then when the Ark of the Covenant came back in, he said, oh, this is a good day. Everybody got plenty to eat. I'm going to make sure everybody's got plenty to eat. He gave an order. He said, I want every man and every woman. I want everybody to have a big fancy meal today. Nicest bread and the nicest meat and a great big jug of wine. Somebody said, the women too? The women too. Everybody. Everybody in the whole nation. You're getting insight, aren't you? Into a man after God's own heart. What kind of man was he? He was a man who wouldn't quit. He's a man who'd encourage himself in the worst circumstance. He's a man who inquired of the Lord. Didn't just go out and do what he decided. Asked the Lord. And he's a man who shared the blessings. When David's blessed, everybody's blessed. When David's having a party, everybody's having a party. Can you say amen? Is that us? Is that you? Is that me? It's going to happen more and more. And we're going to be more and more blessed. We're going to be so blessed that our stuff is going to get better and better and more of it. Amen. And we can be more and more generous. When we're blessed, other people are blessed. Can you see this? A sharer. A giver. Glory be to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The God of David, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R604. That's R604, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.